Our U.S. Bureau Chief Simon Marks joins us now for more. Simon, what more, in fact, can you tell us about the investigation?
Well, the investigation, Steve, is very much still underway, still to some extent in its infancy. We've learnt within the last few moments that so far of the 50 people who were killed inside that Orlando nightclub, only 21 have been positively identified. So a painstaking task is still underway by investigators to try and determine exactly who was caught up in that awful three-hour period of carnage at the Pulse nightclub. And within the last 10 minutes or so, the Orlando police have put this out on Twitter. Rumors of multiple shooters are unfounded. The one shooter, Omar Mateen, is dead. That is an indication of the fact that even 24 hours after this attack began, many people can't believe that the scale of death that was exhibited in Orlando was a result of the action of just one person. We are learning more about him. The FBI has confirmed that they interviewed him twice, once in 2013 and once in 2014, about suspected ties to Islamic extremism. They decided that there was no case to pursue. We're also learning a lot more about Omar Mateen's mental state, and the strongest testimony about that has come from his ex-wife. She spoke to reporters in Boulder, Colorado.
In the beginning, he was a normal being that cared about family, loved to joke, loved to have fun. But then a few months after we were married, I saw his instability, and I saw that he was bipolar and he would get mad out of nowhere. That's when I started worrying about my safety, and then after a few months, he started abusing me physically very often, and not allowing me to speak to my family, keeping me hostage from them.
And she argues that it was her family who rescued her from that marriage after just 4 months. They traveled to the Florida area and removed her from the home and took her to what she now argues, of course, is a place of safety. The gunman's father has been speaking again as well. He says that it seems that his son bore a grudge. He had previously said there was no religious motivation behind the attack, but that his son had been enraged when he saw two men kissing publicly in Miami a couple of months ago, rage that the father says did not dissipate and, he argues, may have been a contributory factor in the attack that was unleashed on the Pulse nightclub.
Simon, this incident has, you know, raised a lot of debate about, you know, what's at the heart of it. Some argue it's about guns, others say it's about Omar Mateen's mental state, and we did hear his ex-wife talking about the instability, the abuse that she suffered. It's not as straightforward as it seems, is it?
No, it isn't. And this is a country that is searching for an answer. And it may well be that there isn't a single answer. People here are asking, was he mentally ill? Did he have radical Islamic sympathies? Was he homophobic? The answer to all three questions, of course, could prove to be yes. Certainly, there is a very, very vibrant political debate now beginning to take shape about what the country should be doing as a result of all of this. Gun control advocates are saying that Omar Mateen, a licensed gun owner, should never have been able to buy additional weaponry after first coming onto the FBI's radar screen back in 2013. Others, Donald Trump, he's going to be making a big speech about this in just a few hours' time, of course, are arguing that this is a further reason why the country, in his view, should close its borders to Muslims, although the shooter in this case was an American citizen. So hard to see how that policy proposal would have changed very much. And President Obama is pleading with the country to make a decision about what kind of society it wants to be, with solidarity events taking place all over the country and around the world. The hashtag Orlando United now trending on Twitter and Facebook as people out of solidarity with the lesbian and gay community in Orlando send messages of support to that city.
Simon, thank you for that update. Simon Marks there, our U.S. Bureau Chief.